Hare Krishna， 各位啊、尊敬的奉献者们，今天是2020年4月26日，星期四。今天呢，我们非常荣幸的邀请到我们敬爱的川端虽克法布继续为我们讲述有关 Krishna 幸福卡利亚学的小小时光，欢迎大家聆听 Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning today on the day of Ekadasi.
Hare Krishna, 大家今天好，今天呢是 Ekadasi 日。
And the first day of Bhishma Panchaka.
今天呢也是 Bhishma Panchaka 的第一天。
The last 5 days of
Kartika 月的最后五天。
So let's chant our prayers, and we shall begin.
所以呢，我们先念诵一些祷文，然后呢，我们来开始讲课。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Tamo Krishna Goswami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate DeveGauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave NamahaVandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sadivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya DevamShri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Vanshta Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo NamahaOm Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Jaiva Narotamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato JayamudirayetHare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, we missed last week.
我们上周呢没有讲课。
But 2 weeks ago, we spoke about how Krishna chastised Kaliya. So we more or less came to the end of that description.
两周之前呢，我们谈到了就是慧士呢如何驯服了卡利亚石，然后呢，我们也基本上将近尾声了。
So as we know well, Krishna remained wrapped in the coils of Kaliya for, it describes in the Bhagavatam, 45 minutes.One Muhurta.
Last week we said 48 minutes.
Oh, then 48. Okay, then 48. Good, you are remembering. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry. 所以呢，我们上一次就是说，提到了，如果大家还记得的话呢，就是 Krishna 他被卡利亚蛇缠绕着，就是整整有一个模糊他的时间，大概就是48分钟左右。
And during this, by this time, all the residents of Vrindavan had gathered on the shore of the Jamuna where this was taking place.
当时呢，就是Vrindavan 的这些居民呢，他们都聚集在这个亚穆纳河岸边。
As you may remember, initially it was just Krishna and the cowherd boys and the calves who were grazing in that area. Initially it was only them.
如果你们大家还记得的话呢，在最刚开始的时候呢，就只有 Krishna 牧牛童还有这些小牛土，他们就是在亚穆纳河边。
Balaram had not come on this day because it was his birthday, so he was at home, and Rohini Devi and Nanda Maharaj and others, they were, you know, doing the different rituals for his birthday, different auspicious rituals.
主 Balarama 呢？当天他当时并不在场，因为当天是他的这个生日。然后呢，Rohini还有 Nanda Maharaj 呢，他都在家里为他举行各种庆祝的仪式。
But then they all began to notice when they all were beginning to sit down for lunch, you know, the lunch feast for Lord Balaram's birthday, everyone began to notice many inauspicious symptoms. Natural inauspicious symptoms.
但是呢，当大家都坐下来，就是开始进行午餐大餐的时候呢，他们就是发现了有一些自然的不祥的一些征兆，所以呢，他们就注意到了。
And it describes that the demigods, because in Vrindavan nothing auspicious can happen.
当然了，就是在稳达问，其实没有说任何不吉祥的事物会发生，但是呢，这个半神人
，They arranged, otherwise none of them would know what was happening because from the Jamuna River, all the boys, they were too distressed to do anything. They couldn't speak, they couldn't walk, they couldn't run. They were just too distressed.To do anything, they became stunned in anxiety.
所以呢，其实半神人他就做出了一些安排。这样的话呢，他们都知道，就是亚穆纳河岸边发生了什么事情。因为当时呢，在亚穆纳河岸边呢，这些牧牛童朋友们他们由于过度的这种悲伤，他们甚至无法说话，无法走路，也无法就是跑开。所以呢，他们都在这个焦虑中变得就是目瞪口呆。
So when Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda Devi and others, when they saw these inauspicious symptoms, then they guessed it must be, of course, it's inauspicious, and somehow it must be related to Krishna.
所以呢，当 Nanda Maharaj 亚苏达妈妈呢，当她看到这些不吉祥的征兆发生的时候呢，他们就猜想这些肯定都跟 Krishna 有关。
So they all came to the bank of the Jamuna, and how did they go there? By following Krishna's footprints.
所以呢，他们也都一起来到了亚穆纳河岸边。他们是如何找到的呢？就是他们沿着就是 Krishna 的这个莲花足印。
The dust of Vrindavan is very soft, and by this time, because Krishna had grown, so the markings on the bottom of his lotus feet were very clearly imprinted on the dust of Vrindavan.
Vrindavan 的尘土呢是非常的柔软细腻的，所以呢，这个时候呢 ，Krishna 他也逐步的开始长大了。 然后呢，所以他莲花主上的这些印记呢是非常清晰的，所以呢，他的这个莲花主印就留在了这些Vrindavan的尘土上。
And none of the animals or the boys or the cowherds, when they saw Krishna's footprints, everybody made sure not to step on them because they considered them very special. So that's why.Nanda Maharaj, Yasoda Devi, and the others, they could see Krishna's footprints and were able to follow them to where this Kaliya incident was taking place.
所以呢，这些动物们、这些男孩们、牧牛童们，他们呢非常小心，就是让自己不要踩在 Krishna 的这个莲花足印的这些印记之上。所以呢，就是。因为 Krishna 的这个莲花足印呢，它是非常的这个特殊的，所以呢 ，Nanda Maharaj、Yasoda 妈妈他们就得以就是能够看到 Krishna 这个足印，沿着 Krishna 的这个印记，然后呢来到了这个 Krishna 就是驯服卡利亚时上演的这个地点。
And of course, when they saw what was happening, they became.Totally in anxiety.
当他们看到眼前所发生的一幕的时候呢，他们处在这种焦虑之中。
You know, Kaliya looked very fearful. This, you know, hundred hooded serpent, cobra. Already snakes are greatly feared. And, you know, this huge snake with a hundred.Main hoods and tender Krishna was wrapped in his coils, appearing like he was helpless.
因为呢，就是卡利亚什看起来是特别的令人恐惧。它有上千个、上百个这个头棚。其实这个蛇本来看起来都挺令人恐怖的。而且呢，这个时候呢，他还用这个他的蛇身，缠着这个 Krishna。这时候呢 ，Krishna 看起来是特别的无助。
And as you remember, Balaram himself was not worried.
如果你们大家还记得的话，就是 Balarama 本人呢，一点都不担心。
And when the residents saw he was not worried, then that reassured them.Also, that probably it will be okay.
所以呢，当他们看到巴拉拉玛并不担心的时候呢，同时这向他们展示了，就是其实 Krishna 也没有大碍。
But still, because of their love for Krishna, they were in complete anxiety.
但是呢，由于他们对 Krishna 的这种奉爱，所以呢，他们是也是处在这种完全的焦虑的状态。
And in different ways, Lord Balaram had to stop some of them from entering into the river Jamuna to save Krishna. In different ways, he had to stop them.
所以呢，巴拉拉玛呢，他就需要用不同的方法阻止这个文达温的居民呢，试图想要跳到亚穆纳河里去拯救 Krishna.
You may remember.Some of them he physically had to stop with his arm.
你们如果还记得的话呢，有些人呢，他是直接用他的就是胳膊去阻止他们。
Others he told them just by his voice he stopped them.
有一些人呢，仅仅是通过他的这个声音，他告诉他们就是不要跳到河里。
And others simply by his glance he.Told them by his glance, don't go in.
还有一些人呢，就是仅仅通过巴拉拉玛他的这个瞥视，他就向他们示意，不要让他们跳到河里。
In the meantime, Krishna could see the residents of Vrindavan were almost dying in anxieties.
这个时候呢 ，Krishna 也是能够看到 Vrindavan 的居民呢，由于这种焦虑，几乎要死去了。
So he thought.If I remain coiled up any longer, then maybe they will die, and then I will be at fault. So now it has been long enough. Now I will release myself.
Krishna 当时想啊，如果我继续就是被这个蛇缠着的话呢，那么Vrindavan 的居民说不定就会死去，所以呢，我已经就是被缠了这么长的时间，所以呢，他就准备要脱身。
And this is why Krishna remained coiled up for as long as he did, because by doing this, the love of the residents of Vrindavan was increased to a peak, highest, it just went more and more and more.
所以呢，这也是 Krishna 为什么他要就是被这个蛇身缠绕这么长的时间的原因所在。就是呢，正因为此呢，这个文达文居民对 Krishna 的这份爱呢，就越来越增强，一直达到这个顶点，变得越来越这个强烈。
See, the development of Krishna Prema doesn't stop at a particular level. It continues to increase, and it just goes on eternally like that.
所以呢，这个 Krishna 的 Prema 呢，它就是不断的一直在增加着，它没有停止的这个时候，它就永恒的一直在增加着。
Krishna's glories are not like, you know, fixed.Krishna's opulence, glories, potency is also beauty, is also ever increasing.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他的这个荣耀，他的这个富裕，然后呢，他的美丽，等等，一直不断的日益剧增着，永不寻减。
See, spiritual potency is never ending. It's ever increasing. It doesn't stop at a certain point.
Krishna, 这个灵性的能量呢，始终没有尽头，一直不断的在增加着，永无止境。
So the love of a devotee for Krishna is the same. Even when one reaches spiritual perfection and gets Krishna prema, it doesn't stop at that point, that it continues to develop and expand and deepen eternally. It just goes on and on eternally.
奉献者对 Krishna 的这个爱呢，也是永无止境，一直不断的在增加着。即便一个人他获得了完美，得到了这个 Krishna Prema， 他呢这个对 Krishna 的这个爱呢也是不会停止，他是永恒的，一直不断的在扩展着，而且呢越来越加深，永恒的就是变得越来越深。
So.Or naturally, the residents of Vrindavan are completely in love with Krishna, but it doesn't stop there. It increases, and it just continues to increase eternally.
当然了，就是 Vrindavan 的居民对 Krishna 的这份自发的爱呢，也是永不停止的。它是一直不断的在增加的，而且永恒的，一直不断的在扩展着。
So.One reason Krishna remained as long as he did in the coils of the serpent was to further increase their love.
所以呢 ，Krishna 之所以在就是这个被蛇身缠绕那么长时间的一个原因呢，就是他是为了进一步的加深，就是Vrindavan居民对他的这份爱。
And by this time, he could see, wow, if I don't release myself, then they might leave their bodies due to anxiety.
这个时候呢 ，Krishna 他就可以看出来，就是如果他不让自己脱身的话呢，那么这些 Vrindavan 的居民就会由于这种焦虑而死去，离开他们的躯体。
This is how distressed they had become.
所以呢，这就是 Vrindavan 的居民他们变得是如何的这种悲伤。
We can just think or meditate, you know, the person maybe we love the most, you know, if some misfortune happens to them, how do we feel? You know, we lose the appetite, maybe we don't feel like living, maybe we cannot sleep. We're not thirsty. You know, sometimes even in the material world, these symptoms might be experienced.
可以想象一下，当我们失去自己这个心爱的人的时候呢，我们这个躯体的这个征兆会出现什么样的一个反应？可能我们会失去胃口，然后呢，我们会不想再活下去了，等等，就是说我们的也会表现出一些征兆。
So even in the material world, sometimes such symptoms take place. You know, if some very loved one has some misfortune, sometimes these things happen. Physical transformations or mental, emotional transformations take place.
所以呢，即便是在这个物质的情况当中呢，如果就是说我们所亲爱的人他遭遇了不幸，那么呢，我们自己就是这个躯体、这个情感、这个心智方面都会发生一定的这个转变。
Sometimes it is said, for example, regarding Srimati Radharani, that when she felt separation from Krishna, you know, the gopis, her gopi friends would make her a flower bed, but the fire of her separation from Krishna was so intense that all the flowers would become dry very quickly.
就是拿这个 Radharani 来说吧，就是 Radharani 有时候她由于与 Krishna 分离的这份情感是如此的强烈，所以呢，尽管这个牧牛姑娘给她可能做了用这个花做成的这种花床，但是呢，由于她感受到与 Krishna 这种强烈的分离的这种火焰，所以呢，这些花都很快都变干了。
And as we read in this Kaliya story, Yasoda Devi and Nanda, you know, they think some of them just became unconscious. Some of them were crying so much they could not even see.
就像这个卡利亚蛇的这个故事当中呢，像亚修的妈妈呢，她甚至就是失去了这个知觉有些人呢，他们就是在哭泣的，他们甚至都看不到眼前的东西。
Right, the cowherd boys, you remember, they became so stunned they just couldn't walk. They couldn't do anything. They became so stunned with anxiety.
还有就是这些牧牛童们，他们呢就是完全的待在了那里一动不动，他们处在这种焦虑的当中。
Even the animals, the calves, the cows and others were, you know, making their mooing sounds also in great distress.
然后呢，还有这些动物们，然后呢，这些母牛们，他们呢也是发出了这种，就是声音，他们处在这种悲伤的状态当中。
So again, if we use the example of what we might experience in the material world, if a dear one is experiencing some misfortune, you know, multiply that 100 times. And it doesn't equal what the residents of Vrindavan were feeling, but it gives some idea.
就是呢，刚才我们提到了即便是在物质世界当中，如果就是我们身边非常亲爱的人他们遭遇到不幸的话呢，我们就是所经历的这些不同的这个征兆，当然了，就是文达温的居民他们的所经历的这些是加倍的啊，但是呢，我们举那个例子就是说让大家有一些概念。
Their very self, their whole being is simply to please Krishna.
他们的整个的存在，他们整个人只是为了 Krishna.
In the nectar of devotion, these devotees are described by Rupa Goswami.
在奉爱的甘露当中呢，就是 Rupa Goswami 描述这些奉献者为
They are known as Ragatmika.
如法可说话名呢，把他们称为是 Raga Mita 奉献者。
Raga means attachment.
Raga 的意思是依附、依恋。
Atmika means the soul, right? Like Atma.
Atmika 的意思呢，就是灵魂。
Raga means attachment. In this context, it means spiritual attachment.
Raga 的意思呢，就是说这种依恋、依附。在这里呢，是指灵性的这种依恋。Atmika 的意思就是灵魂自我。
Sometimes raga, sometimes it also refers to material attachment.
Raga 呢，有时候也会指这个物质的依附。
In this context.It refers to spiritual attachment.
在这里所提到的这个 raga 呢，指的就是灵性的依附。
So ragatmika, this is a kind of devotee described by Rupa Goswami, referring to these residents of Vrindavan.
所以呢，这个 ragatmika 这一类的奉献者呢，被 Rupa Goswami 描述，就是特指是指这个 Vrindavan 的这些居民。
And it means that their atma, right? In this case, their atmika, their whole atma is completely attached to Krishna.
在这里呢，就是说明他们的整个灵魂。他们的整个人就完全的依附于 Krishna.
And it refers primarily to the devotees in Vrindavan.
它主要呢就是是指这个 Vrindavan 的这些居民。
So this is them. Their whole atma, their atmika is just merged with raga, attachment to Krishna.
所以呢，这就是他们的这个灵魂 atmika， 就是他完全的依附于 Krishna， 完全的就是说沉浸在这种完全的这种依附当中。
And it refers to the Lord's eternal associates, his associates in Vrindavan, cowherd boys, gopis, Nanda Maharaj, Yasoda Devi, etc.
而且呢，他们就是主要呢就是指Vrindavan的这些永恒的同游，Vrindavan的居民，像这个牧牛童啊、牧牛姑娘、Nanda Maharaj、Yasoda 妈妈等。
They've got.Nothing else in their atmika, in their atma. There's just nothing else there.
就是他们的灵魂呢，就是除此之外，就再也没有别的了。
And what do we want to be?
我们想要成为什么呢？
This is also described by Rupa Goswami, also in the Nectar of Devotion.
就是呢，如巴克什瓦米他在《奉爱的甘露》中也有所提及这一点。
We want to become raga nuga bhaktas。
我们呢是想要成为 raga nuga 奉献者。
So the same raga, right? Raga means attachment.
就同样的都是这个 raga 这个词，也是指这个依恋。
Anuga means follower。
这个 anuga 呢，意思呢就是追随者。
So one meaning of raga nuga is spontaneous devotional service. That's one meaning.
所以呢 ，raga nuga 的其中一个意思呢，就是自发的奉爱服务。
But another meaning then we have Raga Nuga, Raga Nuga Bhakta. Spontaneous devotees.
我们还有一个词是
go ahead.
Yeah, Raga Nuga Bhakta, 就是自发的奉献者，自发服务的奉献者。
But a more, another additional meaning Raga Nuga means they follow the Ragatmika devotees.
但还有另外一个意思呢，就是说，他们是追随着这个 Ragatmika 的这个奉献者。
So the Ragatmika devotees, such as Nanda Maharaj, Yasoda Devi, etc., their whole Atmika, right? Their whole Atma is merged with attachment to Krishna.
所以呢，像Nanda Maharaj, Yasoda Mama 的这一类的 Ragatmika 的这个奉献者呢，他们全部的灵魂，全部的这个 Atma, 他们都完全融入在了。对 Krishna 这种依恋当中。
So they, for them it's natural, right? Their whole Atmika is imbued with Raga. But we, of course, we are not there.
他们呢就是是完全这种自发的这种情感。他们的整个这个灵魂都完全的就是沉浸在对 Krishna 这个依恋当中。但是我们却不是。
So how do we get there?
但是我们如何能够达到那种层面呢？
By following these Ragatmika devotees.
就是我们通过去追随那些 Ragatmika 的奉献者。
And how do we do that?
我们怎么能够做到这一点呢？
The first step is by hearing about them.
第一步呢，就是说首先去聆听他们。
By hearing about their raga for Krishna.
就是聆听他们对于 Krishna 的这种 raga, 这种完全的依恋。
Of course, there's more details than this. Rupa Goswami describes more than this, but this is just giving some idea.
当然了，如帕克斯瓦米他还有非常详尽的这个描述，在这里呢，我只是就是给到你们一些概念。
So the Ragatmika devotees are Krishna's eternal associates in Vrindavan, as we mentioned.
所以呢，就是这个Ragatmika 的这些奉献者呢，主要就是指Krishna 的在 Vrindavan 的这些永恒的同游们。
The Raga Nuga devotees are following or want to, they aim to follow in the footsteps of these Ragatmika devotees.
而这个 Raga Nuga 的奉献者呢，他们的目标就是去追随那些 Ragatmika 的奉献者的步伐。
And the first step of doing that is to hear about the Ragatmika devotees.
而就是要去追随他们就是第一步呢，就是首先去聆听有关他们的事迹。
Like we are doing now.
就像我们现在在做的。
And by hearing about them, gradually, we will develop more and more and more appreciation for their Raga, for their attachment to Krishna.
所以呢，通过不断的聆听他们的事迹呢，我们就逐渐的发展出越来越多的，就是对于他们的这种欣赏，对于他们对于 Krishna 的这种完全的依恋，这种 Raga 的一种欣赏。
You may remember.
你们大家可能还记得。
When we were discussing the pastime of Lord Brahma.Stealing the calves and the boys.
就是当我们谈到就是主 Brahma 偷走了就是这些小牛犊男孩的时候。
And after, you know, his mistake was revealed, he offered prayers to Krishna.
就是呢，当就是他的这个错误被揭露出来的时候呢，他当时就是向 Krishna 供奉祷文。
And by Krishna's kindness, Krishna revealed to him something about the glories of the residence of Vrindavan. That he, somehow Lord Brahma had this realization, this appreciation for their attachment to Krishna.
由于 Krishna 这个仁慈呢 ，Krishna 向主 Brahma 就是揭示了有关文达本居民的这个荣耀因此呢，这个主 Brahma 他就意识到就是文达本的居民对于 Krishna 的这份依恋之情，他就因此非常的欣赏。
Even though he was, you know, the creator of the universe, four-headed Lord Brahma, he was so touched or so impressed.By these residents, by their love they had for Krishna, he prayed, as you might remember, one of his prayers, just allow me to be a dust somewhere in Vrindavan so I can receive the steps of these residents.
所以呢，就是，主 Brahma 是个头的，主 Brahma 呢，他是这个宇宙的创造者，但是呢，他也为这个文达。阿文的居民对 Krishna 的这份奉爱之心所触动所就是说深深的打动着，所以呢，他就向 Krishna 祈祷说，就让他能够投生为 Vrindavan 的这个这个小草，这样的话呢 ，Vrindavan 的居民他们都可以踏建在他的这个头上。
He felt, and even he felt asking for that he did not deserve. He didn't even deserve that.
而且呢，他也觉得自己，甚至都没有资格，来获得这种地位。
Even to be a dust or a grass or a stone, even that he felt he didn't really deserve. He felt embarrassed to ask.
即便是成为文达问的这个一粒尘土或者一颗草、一颗石头，他都觉得他自己没有资格。所以呢，即便是这样的祈祷，他都觉得有一些尴尬。
But he had so much appreciation for their love that he had to ask something from Krishna, so he asked that.
但是呢，由于他是如此的欣赏 Vrindavan 的居民对 Krishna 的这份奉爱之心，所以呢，他是需要向 Krishna 祈祷，就是能够得到一些东西。
So there.Greatness, really, we don't really fully understand or appreciate very much.
所以呢，他们的这种伟大呢，我们是真的就是没法完全的这个欣赏，或者是不能够充分的能够欣赏。
The first step is by hearing about them. Gradually, our appreciation for them.And their love for Krishna will awaken in our hearts.
所以呢，我们要做的第一步呢，首先去聆听有关他们的事迹。这样的话呢，我们对于他们对 Krishna 奉爱的这种欣赏之情，就会在我们的内心当中得以唤醒。
And their affection or attachment to Krishna becomes more and more revealed.And glorified, such as, you know, the incident here, where they're almost dying in anxiety for Krishna.
所以呢，他们对 Krishna 的这份喜爱之情，这份依附呢，就是得以揭示，得以得到这个荣耀，就像在这个逍遥时光当中一样。就是呢，他们看到Krishna 处在这种情况之下呢，他们几乎要死去了，
so、
就完全处在焦虑当中。
Krishna put himself in this situation of being wrapped in the serpent's coil for one muhurta to see, not to see, but to reveal how these residents of Vrindavan they are completely.Ragatmika, right? Their whole existence is just attachment to Krishna.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他让他自己就是被这个蛇身缠绕整整一个模糊大的时间，其实也是为了能够揭示这个 Vrindavan 的这些居民，他们是如何处在这种Raga Maika 的这种就是对 Krishna 的完全的这种依恋的状态当中，他们的整个的存在只是为了 Krishna。
But after he began, he saw, oh, if I don't get out of this soon, then they might die.
所以呢，后来他就发现，如果他不能使他自己尽快脱身的话呢，他们可能真的就会死去。
And then, as we remember, as we spoke 2 weeks ago, he freed himself from the coils of Kaliya by expanding his body. By expanding his body, Kaliya, the serpent, was no longer able to keep him wrapped.
所以呢，就是如果就是我们前两周之前所提到的，就是。这个时候呢，Krishna 呢，他就试图让他自己能够脱身于这个蛇身的这种缠绕，他呢就是扩展他自己的身体，这样的话呢，这个蛇就没法再继续缠绕着他。
And then you may recall, Krishna told him, "You have showed me your strength. Now I will show you my strength."
就是如果你们还能够回忆起来的话呢，你们可能就会想起来 ，Krishna 当时他说，你已经向我展示了你的力量，现在呢，轮到我向你展示我的力量的时候的。
So Krishna expanded his body, and Kaliya was no longer able to keep Krishna tied. And then Krishna jumped up onto one of his hoods, and as we know, began dancing.
所以呢，这个时候呢 ，Krishna 呢又开始扩展他的这个身体，卡利亚蛇呢就无法再继续把 Krishna 缠的就是紧紧的。这个时候呢 ，Krishna 呢就跳到了卡利亚的一个头棚上，开始了起舞。
And Krishna dancing on one of Kaliya's hoods and was really kicking. He was really giving him a kick.
就是呢 ，Krishna 就开始在卡利亚。蛇的这个头棚上起舞，事实上呢 ，Krishna 就是在踢他的这个头棚。
Through his dancing.
就通过他的这种舞蹈起舞。
You have all seen the paintings.
你们大家可能都看到过就是这样的图片。
But Kaliya, he had a 101 main hoods.
但是卡利亚蛇呢，它有就是101个主要的头棚。
So when Krishna was dancing on one hood, another hood would come and try to bite Krishna.
所以呢，当 Krishna 在他的其中一个头棚上起舞的时候呢，他的另外一个头棚，其他的头棚就试图想要去咬 Krishna。
But then Krishna would jump on that one and kick it down.
然后呢 ，Krishna 就会。就是跳到他的就是想要咬 Krishna 的那个头棚上，然后呢把他给就是压了下去。
And then another hood would come and try to, and then Krishna would jump on that one and kick it down. And in this way, Krishna was dancing on his different hoods.
所以呢，当就是有任何一个头棚想要就是咬 Krishna 的时候呢 ，Krishna 就跳到他的那个头棚上。把他的头棚给压下去，就以此方式呢 ，Krishna 就是在他的头棚上起舞。
And it describes that when Krishna was dancing, he was himself keeping the beat by speaking the beat, by singing the beat in his dancing.
就是描述说呢 ，Krishna 在他起舞的时候呢，他自己就是保持着就是一定的这个节奏，他并且呢，他也在歌唱着，随着一定的节奏进行歌唱。
Some of you may have seen the traditional Indian dance.
你们有些人呢，可能看到过印度的传统的舞蹈。
And you see, when they're dancing, right, someone is keeping a beat, either by clapping or by saying some words. And then the dancing of the movements of the feet is keeping place with the beat, which is either being clapped or sometimes on a drum or sometimes by saying.
所以呢，如果你们看到就是印度的这个舞蹈的时候呢，通常他们跳舞的时候呢，他们都会随着一定的这个节拍而起舞。他们呢就会要么通过这个击掌，或者通过就是说一些词，来就是说压一些这个节拍。然后呢，他们的脚步呢会随着这个节拍而起蹈而起舞。
So Krishna was doing that himself, not with his hands, but with his mouth. He was, you know, keeping the beat by speaking the words.
所以呢，这个时候呢 ，Krishna 他就自己就是打的这个节拍，他不是通过他的这个手打这个节拍，是通过他嘴里发出来的一些词。就是说压着这个节拍而起舞。
And in this way, Krishna was, when one of the hoods would attack him, then Krishna would jump on it and begin dancing.
所以呢，就是如果其中的一个头棚开始去攻击 Krishna 的时候呢 ，Krishna 就会跳到这个头棚上，就是把这个头棚压下去，在它上面起舞。
And as we heard last time, Krishna was, as Krishna was kicking and dancing on Kaliya's hoods or heads, his poison was just coming out from his mouth and nose and eyes.
所以呢，我们前面也提到过，就是当 Krishna 在他的头棚上面就是起舞踢他的头棚的时候呢。这个卡利亚他的这个毒液就开始从他的这个口中他的鼻中然后开始流了出来。
So literally, Krishna was purifying him of his poison, his enviousness and his anger and his pride and all of these things.
所以呢就是Krishna 呢他就逐步的就是说通过就是把卡利亚的这个毒液释放出来，他就是净化了他的这个嫉妒，他的这种愤怒，他的这种骄傲。
It says initially when Krishna was dancing, the poison was coming out. But then, after dancing for some time, all the poison had come out, and then blood was coming out.
据描述说呢，就是在最开始奎什纳起舞的时候呢，刚开始的时候是卡利亚的这种毒液开始流了出来，后来随着奎什纳不断的起舞，就是毒液之后呢，甚至流出了这个鲜血。
So, Kaliya was really getting beaten very badly.
所以呢，卡利亚是被重重的击打着。
And due to his extreme suffering, he began to understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
所以呢，由于他就这种遭受到的极度的痛苦，所以他就开始理解到，Krishna 就是自尊人格守神。
Kaliya's wives were already devotees of Lord Krishna from before.
卡利亚舍的妻子们呢，他们就是之前就已经是 Krishna 的奉献者了。
And in the past, they had A number of occasions they had tried to convince Kaliya of Krishna's supremacy.
在之前呢，曾经有些时候呢，他们试图说服卡利亚时，就是让他能够接受 Krishna， 他就是至尊人格守神。
Right, they had tried to preach to him in the past.
在过去的时候呢，就是卡利亚的妻子们试图向卡利亚蛇传教。
So the seed of bhakti was planted in Kaliya's heart by his wives.
所以呢，就是卡利亚蛇的妻子们呢，就是在卡利亚蛇的这个心中播下了这个奉爱的种子。
But he had so much envy and pride and anger and cruelty, it remained covered over. It didn't manifest.
但是呢，由于卡利亚蛇他有那么多的嫉妒、骄傲、愤怒以及残忍，所以呢，他的这个不爱的种子是被覆盖着的，就没有得以展示出来。
But because Krishna was dancing and beating his head, the poison came out and the blood came out, so he became purified. He became purified by the touch of Krishna's lotus feet.
但是呢，由于 Krishna 就是在他上面起舞，然后呢去击打他，所以呢他身体的这些毒液呀、血液都流了出来。通过 Krishna 的这种触碰呢，他得到了这个净化。
So he thought, then Kaliya remembered the words of his wives. He remembered their preaching to him.
所以呢，这个时候呢，卡利亚蛇才记起，就是他的妻子们之前向他的这种传教，他妻子们对他说过的这种话语。
So this is to be purified requires a bit of suffering. I think we all experience this from time to time.
所以呢，我们也时不常的，就是说能够体验到，就是要得到一定的净化呢，其实是需要经历一定的痛苦的。
Sometimes devotees may question, oh, I'm a devotee of Krishna, and they told me, when I become a devotee, you'll be happy, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Why am I suffering so much still?
有些奉献者呢可能会疑问到，就是我成为奉献者了，他们说就会变得就是快乐，你通过唱诵便会变得快乐，但是为什么我还会遭受这么多的痛苦呢？
This doesn't seem right.
这看起来似乎是不对的。
They told me by doing bhakti yoga I would be happy.
他们告诉我说通过修行奉爱瑜伽我就会变得快乐。
They told me real happiness is only serving in Krishna. Then why am I suffering still?
他们告诉我说真正的快乐就只在于去服务 Krishna. 但是为什么我仍然会受苦呢？
So this is one of the reasons.
所以呢，这是其中的一个原因。
By experiencing some suffering conditions like Kaliya, we realize, like he did.
就是呢，我们通过体验到这种受苦的这种痛苦的境况，我们呢就会像。卡利亚蛇一样，就是体验到这种经历。
Right, his wives had preached to him in the past, but he didn't realize anything because he was too proud and too envious and too angry.
然后呢，他的妻子过去曾经向他就是说去传教，但是呢，他却没有理解，而且呢。就是他不接受，由于他的这种骄傲、他的嫉妒以及他的愤怒。
So we also may hear different teachings about Krishna consciousness, but because of our pride or our envy or our ignorance, sometimes we just don't realize them. It's just like empty words. We don't understand.
所以呢，同样的，我们有时候是听了有一些。就是教导，但是呢，由于我们的这种骄傲、我们的嫉妒以及我们的愚昧无知，我们并没有真正觉悟到这些教导，我们只是觉得这些教导只是空洞之词，我们并不理解。
But then when we experience some real suffering, then if we are sincere and if we want, Krishna will reveal, and then we understand more deeply the philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，就是，但是当我们亲身经历过某些痛苦之后呢。 如果我们真的非常的真诚，而且我们想要，就是说，理解，想要有所觉悟的话呢，那么Krishna他就会，就是向我们得以揭示。这样的话呢，我们才可以更深刻的去理解到Krishna知觉的这些哲学。We
know in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also tells us the four reasons why people surrender to Him, and one reason, as you remember, is because of distress. People are distressed and therefore they surrender to Krishna.
就是呢，Krishna他在《薄伽梵歌》中呢，其中他提到了，就是有四种人，就是会接近于他。其中四种人当中呢，其中有一种就是处在痛苦之中的人。
You ask many devotees, I wasn't happy. Oh, I had some suffering. Therefore, they were more open. They became more open to hear the philosophy of Krishna consciousness because of some difficulty in their life.
所以呢，就是，如果你问某些人为什么他会成为奉献者呢？他们可能会说，因为我不开心，或者是呢，处在这种痛苦当中。那么，就是这个时候呢，他们就是心态更加。 就是能够敞开去聆听，去接受Krishna知觉的这个哲学，当他们处在困境当中的时候。
And also, I think we all experience, when we have some difficulty, some personal difficulty, or some difficulty, some suffering, or something, the tendency is we pray more deeply, or more sincerely.
我们大家可能也都有这样的经历，就是当我们去经历一些困难、一些痛苦的时候呢，我们祈祷的时候也会更加的真诚、认真。You
have experience, you want to pray?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think many of us, you know, when everything is going nicely, then sometimes we don't pray as deeply.
我想我们很多人都会有这样的经历，就是当一切都一帆风顺的时候呢，我们的祈祷可能并不是那么的深刻。That's
why Kunti Devi prayed to Krishna, "You please send the difficulties again and again and again and again."
这就是为什么昆蒂皇后她不断的向 Krishna 这个祈祷，请让这些困难一个接一个的接踵而至吧。
Why? Because they feel more deeply for Krishna. That was her realization also.
为什么呢？因为就是通过这些困难呢，他们就是更加深刻的能够感受的觉悟到 Krishna. 这也是他的这种觉悟。
Thank you, Mother. Thank you so much.
You make the presentation.
Oh, okay.
And this is the
Balakha. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, hold me. Because I make
my
home.
Fine. Thank you so much. Sorry. So there's advantages for experiencing difficulty and having some suffering. It's not a bad thing.
所以呢，这就是当我们经历这些痛苦、遇到困难的其中的一个有利的一个方面。其实，这些困难、痛苦。
It helps to break our attachment to the material world. It helps us to understand the teachings of Krishna consciousness more deeply, and it can help us to pray more deeply and sincerely also.
所以呢，它可以这些困难痛苦的话呢。 可以帮助我们去切断我们对这个物质世界的一个依附，而且呢，让我们能够更加深刻的理解到 Krishna 哲 Krishna 知觉的这个哲学的这些教导。 然后呢，同时让我们能够更加深刻的、真诚的去祈祷。
If we are sincere and if we wanted to be like that,
如果我们就是真诚，如果我们想要这样的话
，then it will happen like that.
嗯
，then it will happen like that.
那么他他就是就像刚才所提到的，就是说他就会能够帮助我们。
Otherwise, it may not happen like that.
否则的话呢，就不会像上面所提到的，就说会有助于我们的这个 Krishna 知觉的。
We might begin to blame this one, blame that one, sometimes even blame Krishna. Why? Your fault. What did I do wrong? I did so much. I gave so many donations.
然后呢？这个时候呢，如果你不是像上面的那样说的话呢，否则的话，有时候你甚至会不断的去归咎与谴责他人，甚至你会指责亏这是你的错，我已经做了那么多的服务了，就是为什么还会就是说会遭遇这样的一个困境
？We blame others, criticize others.I didn't do anything wrong, and sometimes even blame Krishna himself.
然后呢，我们就会谴责、批评他人，就是呢，我并没有犯错呀。然后，是你的错。我们甚至会指责 Krishna 本人。
And then we may lose faith in the philosophy. We may lose faith in Krishna consciousness. We may lose faith in devotees of Krishna. That also happens.
而且我们甚至还会失去对于我们这个，就是，对于这个哲学的这个信心，对于 Krishna 知觉的这个信心，以及对于奉献者的信心。
Then that's of course very unfortunate.
当然了，如果这种情况发生的话，其实是非常不幸的。
So we have to.Pray that when, because difficulties come, in the material world is happiness and distress. There's no way we can avoid this.
所以呢，我们需要就是说，去祈祷。当然了，在这个物质世界呢，肯定我们会遭遇到这个因为这个物质世界始终伴随着这个苦乐。
And it's a world of duality. You cannot avoid.
这是一个二元性的一个世界，我们无法避免。
So we must pray that when the difficult time comes, that somehow by Krishna's mercy, we can see it properly, understand properly, and come closer or take more shelter of His lotus feet.
所以呢，当这个困境来临的时候。要就是说去祈祷，能够得到这样的仁慈，可以看到或理解到就是这个发生事情背后的这份仁慈。这样的话呢，我们才可以更加的去接近 Krishna， 更加去脱离 Krishna 的莲花族。
So this is what happened to Kaliya.
所以呢，这就是发生在卡利亚身上的这个事情。
Krishna beat out his poison by his lotus feet.
Krishna 就用他的莲花烛，就是把他的这个毒液都给击打出来。
And then he could understand what his wives had preached to him before.
这个时候呢，他才可以得以理解到他的妻子曾经向他所传教的内容。
Then he thought, oh yes, probably I should surrender to Krishna.
于是呢，他又开始想，是的，或许我真的应该去皈依 Krishna。
Maybe they were right. Maybe my wives were correct.
可能我的妻子他们是对的。
So he did.
所以呢，他也这样做了。
Within his mind, within his heart, he began to surrender to Krishna.
真的在他的心里，他的内心当中呢，他就开始皈依 Krishna。
But Krishna was still dancing on his head. Krishna didn't stop dancing.
但是呢，这个时候 Krishna 仍然在他的这个头棚上起舞 ，Krishna 并没有停止。
But within himself, he began to understand and surrender to Krishna internally.
但是呢，在他自身呢，他已经理解到这一点，然后呢，在他的内在，他就开始想要去皈依。
By this time, his wives, Kaliya's wives, could see that he was transforming.
在这个时候呢，卡利亚的妻子们呢，她可以看到，就是他这个卡利亚是已经转变了。
I mean, you know, a devoted wife knows very well the mood of her husband.
所以呢，就是奉献者的妻子，通常他们很了解丈夫的这个心态。
So initially, they thought, if he dies, it's better. Let him die. He's just the envious atheist. Let him die.
就是呢，在刚开始的时候呢，卡利亚什的这个妻子们，他就想，那么就让他死去吧，就是他是如此的这个嫉妒，他是如此的这么罪恶。
Better he die.
最好他还是死去吧。
This is what they were thinking.
所以呢，这是他们刚开始的时候所想的。
But then they began to see that by Krishna's dancing.That they began to see that Kaliya began to transform.
但是呢，随着这个 Krishna 的这个起舞呢，他们开始看到，就是卡利亚什已经有了转变。
They could see, yeah, because they're his devoted wife, so they could see the change in his mood.
因为他们是奉献者，他们是妻子，他们是这个妻子，然后呢，他们都是奉献者，所以他们可以看到这个卡利亚什他的这个心态上的这个转变。
And that change of his mood was manifesting in his expressions and in his in a physical way.
所以呢，卡利亚什的这种转变呢，他就可以在他的这个躯体上能够表现出来。
So then they thought, oh.How fortunate he has become a devotee now.
然后呢，这时候卡利亚的妻子们就想，哦，现在他多么的幸运，他开始成为奉献者了。
So now let's save him. Before they were thinking, no, no, just let Krishna kill him. But now, because they could see he had become a devotee, was surrendering to Krishna in his heart.They thought, oh, now we should save him. Let us ask Krishna to save him.
在刚开始的时候呢，他们想，那么最好还是让 Krishna 能够把他给杀掉。但是呢，就是现在呢，当他们看到这个卡利亚什他的这种转变，然后呢，看到他在内心当中皈依主，成了奉献者，然后呢，他们就说，现在让我们。就是拯救他吧，让我们向 Krishna 祈祷，然后呢，以能够拯救他。
So previously they did not have so much affection for Kaliya, their husband, but now that they saw he became a devotee, now their affection was much more, and they felt, let's go together and request Krishna to not.Kill him.
之前的话呢，他们对卡利亚什并没有那么多的喜爱之情。但是呢，当他们看到就是卡利亚什开始就说就是在内心中皈依主成为奉献者之后呢，他们对他的这份喜爱就是越来越多。所以呢，这个时候他们就决定让我们一起去请求 Krishna 能够赦免他吧，不要杀掉他。
Kaliya by now understood, you know, as we remember, Kaliya was very afraid of Garuda. which is why he was hiding in the Jamuna.
就是卡利亚蛇呢，他其实非常害怕这个嘎如大的，这也是为什么他会就是隐匿于这个亚木纳河中。
So you can read. So, but now he is understanding this person, Krishna, is thousands of times more powerful than Garuda.
这个时候呢，他就能够理解到这个 Krishna， 他比这个 Garuda 更加强有力，这个成千上万倍。
So I better surrender, otherwise I'll be finished.
所以呢，我最好还是皈依，否则的话我就完蛋了。
So as we mentioned, within his heart and mind, he remembered the, you know, the preachings of his wife, of his wives, and within his mind and heart, he surrendered to Krishna and accepted him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
所以呢，就说在卡利亚他的这个内心心意当中呢，他就记起了他妻子向他的这个传教，所以呢，他就。就是皈依 Krishna， 接受 Krishna 是自尊人格守神。
And the wives were seeing his transformation, and they felt, "Let us go to Krishna and ask Krishna to leave him."
所以呢，这些妻子们呢，看到卡利亚蛇的这个转变，所以呢，他们就决定让我们一起去请求 Krishna 能够原谅他。
So I just shared a reference there, the Bhagavatam, chapter 16, text 31, which is describing the mood of Kaliya's wives and the mood of Kaliya himself. This is in the verse and the purport.
所以呢，我跟你们大家分享了就是《圣涅巴迦瓦坛》的第十篇十六章三十一诗节，以及要旨当中就描述了。卡利亚以及卡利亚蛇的妻子们，他们的这种心态。
It took a while. Remember, they preached to Kaliya many, 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 many years ago, so he didn't change straight away.
就是呢，他们曾经很多年前向卡利亚蛇传教了很多很多次，但是呢，他却没有得到转变。
So they were patient.
所以呢，他们很有耐心。
So, for the devotees whose partners, husbands may not be devotees like the wives of Kaliya, be patient.
所以呢，奉献者，你们的就是伴侣，你们的丈夫如果不是奉献者的话呢，也就像这个卡利亚蛇的妻子们一样，你们也应该保持耐心。
In the future, who knows what might happen?
谁知道将来会出现什么样的境况呢
？But you have to behave and deal with, you know, your partners or husbands or other relatives properly.
但是呢，你们的行为举止呢，就是在跟你们的就是伴侣、你们的丈夫，就是亲人相处的时候呢，行为举止应该比较恰当。
Don't be too extreme or fanatical or impractical or unkind and etc.
所以呢，不要变得这个极端、狂热，也不要就是说不切合实际，不要呢就是对他们不友善。
It takes time.
这肯定是需要一定的时间的。
For Kaliya, it took a long time.
对卡利亚来说呢，是花了很长的时间。
And sometimes it might take more than one lifetime.
有时候甚至要花不止一生的时间。
So we try, we pray, we, you know, do our best, but ultimately we cannot control the result.
所以呢，我们不断的去尝试，我们去祈祷，我们呢尽我们的最大努力，但是呢，同时我们也。不要去依附于结果。
Anyway, in the case of Kaliya's wives, their husband did surrender to Krishna.
所以呢，就是在卡利亚这个在这个卡利亚的这个例子当中呢，就是他是皈依了这个 Krishna。
So they brought their children, and putting their children in front of them, they came in front of Krishna.
他们呢，就是同时带上他们的这个孩子，他们把他们的孩子呢，也是，就是带到 Krishna 面前，他们就是开始祈祷。
They thought by putting their children in front of them that this would bring out Krishna's compassion to see their children. So they thought, oh, if Krishna sees them, he will be more forgiving.
他们呢，就是把他们的孩子，就是。放在他们的就是放在他们之前，这样的话呢，他们想就是如果 Krishna 能够看到他们的孩子的话呢，就是 Krishna 就更容易向他们展示出这种怜悯之情，更容易宽恕。
And then they began to offer their prayers.
所以这个时候呢，他们就开始供奉祷文。
It describes, the Bhagavatam tells us that in the middle of this Jamuna river, there was a small island.
就在圣殿摩加瓦坛当中描述说呢，在亚穆纳河的这个中央部分呢，有一座岛。
So these wives of Kaliya, it says they bowed down. They bowed down on the ground.How can it be the ground if it's in the Jamuna? Because in the Jamuna, there's this island.
就是在这个瓦坛中描述说呢，这个卡利亚蛇的这个妻子们呢，他们是在这个亚穆纳的岸边，在这个祈祷，因为在亚穆纳河的这个中央呢是有一个岛。
So then they began to glorify Krishna in.Different ways.
所以呢，他们开始以不同的方式去荣耀 Krishna.
From verses chapter 16, verses 33 to 48.
所以呢，就从这个圣殿摩加瓦坛的第十篇十六章的34节到48节。
So I have just posted something.In 6 verses, they glorify the Lord's mercy, and then in 11 verses, they just pay their different obeisances.
所以呢，在其中六个诗节当中呢，他们荣耀了这个主的这个仁慈，然后呢，在剩下的这个接下来的十个诗节当中呢，他们就是向 Krishna 致以顶拜了11次。
So these wives of Kaliya are known as the Naga Patnis.
Kaliya 蛇的妻子们被称为是 Naga Patnis.
Patni.
Naga
Patni.
Yeah, Naga Patni.
Right, Naga means snake, Patni means wife.
就是 Naga 的意思呢，就是蛇。这个 Patnis 的意思就是妻子。
So, Naga Patni means right, wives of the snake.
就是 Naga Patnis 的意思呢，就是说这个蛇的妻子们。
So they offered Krishna. They glorified his mercy because they wanted Krishna to forgive Kaliya. So first they glorified his kindness, his mercy.
所以呢，他们首先荣耀了 Krishna 的这个怜悯，这个友善，因为他们想要 Krishna 原谅这个卡利亚什。
So after hearing their prayers, Krishna says.
所以在聆听了他们的祈祷之后 ，Krishna 就说
：“I still want to chastise him a little bit more to remove all of his poison.”
我仍然想要就是再惩罚他一点，让他这个就是毒液都全部就是从他身体里拿走。
just 7 or 8 more times, I need to step on his hood.
我就只需要再在他的这个头棚上再来个七八下。
By this time, Kaliya was basically unconscious. He was experienced such pain and suffering and beating from Krishna's lotus feet that basically he was unconscious, almost dying, almost dying.
这个时候呢，卡利亚蛇基本上就失去知觉了，几乎要死去了。然后呢，他就体验着就是由于 Krishna 的这个莲花主的这种击打，他所感受到的这种痛苦。
So Krishna, after the Nagapatnis prayed to him to, you know, forgive and let Kaliya go, Krishna said, okay, but just a few more times.
所以呢，在卡利亚的这个妻子们向 Krishna 祈祷，就是能够宽恕卡利亚蛇，就是让这个卡利亚蛇的就是离开。然后呢，这个时候呢， Krishna 就说，让我就是再打他个几下。
So they said, we're afraid that if even 1 or 2 more steps you dance, he will die.
然后他们就说，就是如果你在他的这个头棚上起舞个一两次的话呢，他可能就要死去了。
So please don't.
所以他们说，请你不要再继续了。
He's already almost dead, and we're afraid if 1 or 2 more steps, then he'll die.
他呢几乎要死去了。你再在他头上跳个一两下的话，他可能就要死了。
So then Krishna says.
所以 Krishna 就说道。
Well, that's not a bad thing.
这并不是什么坏事。
If he dies, then in the next life he'll get a spiritual body as my devotee.
如果他死去的话呢，下一世他会得到一个灵性的一个躯体，他会成为奉献者。
So it's better he get a spiritual body. Better he give up this envious snake body and get a spiritual body.
所以呢，最后还是就是说让他放弃这个充满着嫉妒的这个物质的躯体。让他能够得到一个灵性的一个躯体。
But then the Nagapatnis respond.
但是呢，这些蛇的妻子们，他们开始回应说
，If he dies, we will become widows.
如果他死去的话，那么我们都成了寡妇了。
And who will protect us?
谁来保护我们呢
？We might be forced to marry another sinful snake.
我们呢会被迫再嫁给另外一个就是罪恶的一条蛇。
Now this husband he has become a devotee.
现在呢我们这个丈夫他已经成为奉献者了。
And he is here, so we are happy to be with him. But if he dies, then we might have to marry some other sinful snake and have the same problem.
所以呢，现在就是他已经在这儿了，然后呢，他也已经成为奉献者了。所以呢，我们还是愿意跟他继续在一起。如果他死去的话呢，我们需要另嫁，就是需要再嫁给另外一个罪恶的一条蛇。那么这种情况不太好。
So after hearing this, Krishna said, "Okay."
所以听到。这个卡利亚蛇的妻子们的这个回应之后呢，奎斯纳就说：“那好吧。”
And then what happened?
然后接下来发生了什么事情呢
？So we'll continue that next week because our Jamuna Priya needs to leave by 8:30 today.
所以呢，预知后事如何，我们就是下周继续为大家讲解。因为今天的一个时间的一个原因。
对，
所以呢，我们就只能讲到8:30。
So if there's any questions, we will leave them for next week also.
就是如果有什么问题的话呢，我们留到下一次课。
Papa, I just saw a question about Kartika month.
Yes.
So I think because Kartika will end in this week. So, okay. Maybe you can answer this question.
Okay.
就这个问题就是哈利波顶拜跑步，刚才跑步说今天是卡提卡月最后一天。
不是最后一天， I didn't say today is the last day, I said it's the last 5 days.
就是这是卡尔提卡月的最后五天。
Today is Ekadasi. The last day of Kartik is on Purnima.
就是Kartik大月的最后一天是在这个就是Purnima的满月的日子。
Which is, at least in Hong Kong, it's on Monday, the 30th.
就是呢，在香港的话是在这个周一。
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So that's the fifth. That's Bhishma Panchaka. So that's 5 days. Purnima would be the last day of Kartik.
So, 呢，就是Bhishma Panchaka 呢，就从今天这个周四开始，然后周四、周五、周六、周日，然后呢，与这个下周一的满月的时候，这个也是卡尔提卡月的最后一天结束。
Yes.
OK.
Is that everything? Something about Erdal there?
She just wanted to confirm which day Kartika month will end.
Yeah, Monday. Chaturmasya, the 4 months of Chaturmasya ends one day before.
就是四月苦行，就是会提前一天结束。
So Chaturmasya, the 4 months will end on Sunday, but the Kartik month, the last day of the Kartik month is on Monday.
就说四月苦行的最后一天是在星期日，然后呢，卡提卡月的最后一天是在下周一。
So your calendar will say, probably, I think, the Chinese calendar will say, Sunday, last day of Chaturmasya, Monday, last day of Bhishma Panchaka. So that is the, Sunday is the last day of the Chaturmasya, but the last day of Kartik is on Monday, the last day of Bhishma Panchaka.
所以呢，我猜你们的这个日历当中呢，会写到就是四月苦行的最后一天呢，是在这个星期天的时候结束。然后呢，卡尔提卡月的最后一天以及毗湿玛盘塔卡的最后一天都是在下周一结束。
And this Erdal, you don't need to worry about it.
就是这个届时这个小黑扁豆呢，你们也没有必要。
Because none of you have it. It only if you have South Indian cooking where you have Erdal.
这其实应该是鹰嘴豆，就是因为在中国没有这个，基本上没有鹰嘴豆，只有在这个南印度的时候有。
They use Erdal in South Indian cooking.
他们呢在南印度的这个烹调的这种风味当中会用到这个鹰嘴豆。
And it's not, you won't find it in China, only in some Indian shops, but we never use it, mostly.
基本上在中国我们很少能够看到，或者是只是在一些印度的店里面会有买，但是通常的话呢，就是基本上大多数是在烹饪印度风味的这个食物的时候用的。
Okay, we better let you go, Jamuna Priya.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. So any questions? If there's any questions, we'll have them next week.
Yeah. 猫开心。还有问题的话，我们就下周的时候来回答。非常抱歉。Okay. Thank you for your wonderful lecture.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.各位尊敬的奉献者们，今天呢都是我们的这个早课呢就到此结束，非常感谢大家的这种热情专注的聆听，非常感谢月亮爬布的这么精彩的讲述，还有萨蒂玛塔吉的转播，我们今天的早课就此结束，希望大家能够在Krishna 知觉中度过这个快乐的阿达西日，并且能够 能够度过圆满的度过最后的 Bhishma Pantaka 得到更多的仁慈 Hare Krishna